At the very end of the parsha, the pasuk says, "Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim." Yidden were settled in the land of Mitzrayim, be'eretz Goshen, in the land of Goshen. Vayeochazu bo. We'll see in a minute what the word vayeochazu bo means. That's going to be the theme of our sicha. Vayifru vayirbu moed, and Yidden multiplied and increased very much. Rashi explains the word vayeochazu that it's an expression of achuza, achuza meaning a possession, that it was the Yidden's possession. The Medrash explains that the word vayeochazu is from the word of achiz, of holding on. The land was holding on to the Yidden like a person holding on to something against their will. The land was holding on to the Yidden against their will. Now, the Rebbe says, we discussed many times, that when you have different interpretations of one pasuk or one word, they're always connected to each other. But in our case, these two pirushim actually seem to be opposites. According to Rashi, it sounds like that the Yidden are in full control over the land. They are the owners. It's their possession. According to the Medrash, it actually seems to be the opposite. They're being held on by the land against their will. In order to understand this, the Rebbe first looks at the Rashi just before this one, on the words, Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim, be'eretz Goshen, the Yidden settled in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen. So Rashi, on the words, Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim, Rashi says, Veheichon, and we're in Mitzrayim, be'eretz Goshen, in the land of Goshen, Shehi, which is part of Mitzrayim. What's Rashi telling us? So Mefarshim want to say that we shouldn't think that Goshen and Mitzrayim are two different places. Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Goshen. So Rashi is saying that it's as if in the pasuk itself it says, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, within the land of Mitzrayim, Ve'heichon, and we're within the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen. But the problems are, number one, the pasuk says Be'eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, Ve'heichon Be'eretz Goshen, and we're in Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen. So why does Rashi now have to add again, Shehi Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that it is part of Mitzrayim? The truth is, the question is really in the pasuk itself. Why does the pasuk have to say that it's in the land of Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Goshen? The pasuk could have just said Eretz Goshen earlier on in the parsha. It already said that Goshen is part of Mitzrayim. And finally, the Rebbe says, why does Rashi in his Dibur HaMaskil have to quote the words Vayeshev Yisrael? It could have just said Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Veheichon. We're in Eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen. Says the Rebbe, Rashi is really coming to deal with a very, very major question over here. We all know that by the Brisbane Absarim, Hashem told Avram Avinu, Geir Yi Ezerachi, your children are going to be foreigners, strangers, in a land that's not theirs. So the question is, the way our pasuk is describing it, Vayeshev Yisrael, the Yidden are settled in the land of Mitzrayim. Clearly Vayeshev means they're settled like residents, not like a Geir, not like foreigners. They're in Goshen, in the best part of Mitzrayim. And Vayeochazu, we explained, means Lashon Achuza, that it's their possession. How are they being Yoitza, so to speak? How are they fulfilling what Hashem said, that they're going to be strangers in a foreign land? In fact, says the Rebbe, we're going to have an answer to one of our questions right now, of why Rashi quotes the word Vayeshev Yisrael in his Dibur HaMaskil, because that's what's bothering Rashi in our pasuk. The pasuk says they're settled in Mitzrayim. It sounds like they're residents here. In order to explain this, this is why Rashi says those words, Shehi me'eretz Mitzrayim, that it is part of Mitzrayim, meaning to say that at the end of the day, Goshen, no matter how great it is, it's still part of Mitzrayim. It's still not Canaan that Hashem had promised the Bnei Yisrael. And that's why it's still already considered a form of galus, because they're in a land that's not really theirs, it's not Canaan. Says the Rebbe, but it's still not fully understood. Yes, they're in a land maybe that's not fully theirs, it's not Eretz Canaan. But what about the enslavement of Mitzrayim? We know that the point of Yidden being in Golos Mitzrayim and being enslaved was in order to elevate them, to purify them, that they should be able to be fitting and deserving of receiving the Torah and going into Eretz Yisrael. How is that going to be fulfilled by Yidden being settled in the land of Goshen in a comfortable place? This question becomes even stronger based on how the words Vayeochazu bo is explained in the Chelek of Drush of Torah. But by first prefacing another point, the Rebbe introduces a new question. How bechlal could we say regarding any part of Mitzrayim that this is an achuzah, this is a possession? The word achuzah could also mean an inheritance, that this is an inheritance, an everlasting place for the Yidden, when we know that Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, this is the Yerusha, this is the everlasting possession and inheritance for the Yidden, not Mitzrayim. So one way of answering it is, in Yehoshua, it actually mentions, and Sefer Yehoshua, it mentions Goshen as one of the places that Yehoshua conquered. The Radak over there is quotes in the name of the Medrash that Goyshen is the same Goyshen as part of Mitzrayim, but that it too was included now when Yeshua conquered the cities of Eretz Yisrael and became part of Eretz Yisrael as well. So perhaps that's what Vayeyachazuba means in our Parsha, that he took possession of it. It means their inheritance, because eventually in the time of Yeshua, it will become theirs. But the Rebbe says it's very difficult to say that so many hundreds of years earlier in our Parsha, Vayeshev, that the Yidden are settling in Mitzrayim, and Vayeachazuba, is because, and it's being considered their possession and their inheritance, is because of Yeshua conquering it hundreds of years later. So we're still back to the question, why would it be called Vayeachazuba, that it's their place, their possession, or even more, if we translate Vayeachazuba as if their inheritance? Says the Rebbe brings a Medrash, that says that Paroi, when we had the story of Paroi wanting to take Sarah, etc., so he actually gives her gifts, he gives her presents, and one of the things that he gives her is the land of Goshen, he gives her as a present. So the Yidden receive Goshen as an inheritance from Sarah, and that is the meaning of here, Vayeachazuba, that they actually got it as an inheritance. But says the Rebbe, if that's the case, we now have our previous question that we were speaking about even stronger. How could the Yidden be being Yoitza, the Golus, in a land that's not theirs, in a place that actually is theirs? Goshen actually belongs to them. It's an inheritance back from the time of Sarah. Says the Rebbe, this is all going to be understood based on something that's explained in Torah or from the Alter Rebbe, based on a Zohar. How all of the different work that the Yidden did in Mitzrayim also applies Beruchnius HaInyanim, in the spiritual sense, in the area of Limud HaTorah. When the Pasuk says the Ba'avoyde Kasha, that there's the hard work, this refers to the idea when we learn Torah, there's Kushya, there's questions. When it says B'choymer, they worked with mortar, this is the idea of a Kal V'choymer, and so on and so forth. And when a Yid works hard in Torah, toils in Torah, he can be Yoitza. Not to have to come to actually have to work hard B'gashmi is because he did it all Beruchnius. Says the Rebbe the same thing over here. When Yidden were initially in the land of Goshen, they were able to be Yoitza the Golus. And the hard work by their toil in Torah, as we know that Yaakov sent Yehuda to establish a yeshiva, they didn't learn Torah and worked hard in learning Torah when they were in Mitzrayim. And this is what Rashi is hinting to when he says Vayeachazu is from the word of Achuza, meaning to say that originally when they were there, in fact, they weren't working hard B'gashmias. On the contrary, they feel Vayeachazu that it's their possession, this is the best part of the land, and it belongs to the Yidden, and everyone knows it belongs to the Yidden. So where was the hard work? The shibud, the enslavement, that's only in the work of Torah. The problem remains, how could it still be considered Eretz Lo Elohim, a land that's not theirs? So yes, they're working hard, but what about the part of Brisbane, I'm sorry, it says they're going to be in a land that's not theirs? And the explanation is because at the end of the day, it's still not the same darga, the same level of Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Yidden are still in pain over the fact that they are in a place that's not really truly on the same level of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it's also considered a golos. Now, this is only during the first period that at least they're feeling that at the end of the day, this is not the place, the Tomidani Hashem Elekechoba, that Hashem's eyes are always upon the land. And through this tsar itself, they're yoitza this aspect of the golos. Now, even though they started off this way, that Vayeachazuba, they feel that it's theirs, etc., but you know what? This itself is already some sort of yerida. This is already a descent compared to their level of how they would have been in Eretz Yisrael. And as a result of this, this is already starting to leave room and give room for the Golus to end up in the physical and literal sense. After Yosef and his brothers pass away, and the Yidden are no longer toiling in Torah as they were before, and they're starting to forget the pain about the fact that they're not in Eretz Yisrael, this is when the actual Golus starts in the literal sense, and now they start suffering physically. And this is what Rashi is emphasizing. Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim. He says, Veheichon, we are be'eretz Goshen Shehim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Meaning to say, that yes, in truth, on the one hand, they were in Goshen in the best part of the land. But on the other hand, you still need to remember that this is part of Mitzrayim. In other words, that in essence, this is a Yerida, this is a descent. And if you don't utilize, since they didn't utilize the best of the land in Avodas Hashem, this already allows room that there should be the Shibud, the enslavement in the physical and literal sense. Says the Rebbe, this idea that Vayeachazu, according to the Medrash, also has the meaning of an inheritance. As we said before, they also inherited Mitzrayim, Goshen from Sarah, etc. Actually fits also with the way Chassidus looks at the whole idea of what was happening in Golos, that the idea of the Golos was to elevate the sparks the holy sparks that had fallen down from the world of Toyu into Mitzrayim. And Rashi is hinting to this by saying that Vayeochazu is from the word of Achuza, which Achuza again means a possession, but can also include this idea of an inheritance, because Chassidus explains that this idea of elevating the sparks is considered actually a Yerusha. There's Esav, who his sparks come from Olam HaToyu, and Yaakov, his brother, is inheriting these great sparks from Olam HaToyu. Says the Rebbe, now we go back to understand the connection between the two Pirushim of Vayeochazu Bo. According to this simple pshat, we said it's a Loshon Achuza, it's their possession. That means originally when the Yidden are Mitzrayim, the Shibud, the enslavement, is not felt yet. What's mainly noticeable is that Goshen is the possession of the Yidden. Comes along the Medrash, who looks at everything in a deeper way, and says that B'Pnimiyus Mitzrayim is taking some sort of hold on the Yidden already. As we said, there's already a descent. The fact that they're in Mitzrayim, and it's going to leave room that the Shechas V'Shalom be a Golos in the physical and literal sense. But why does there have to be this Yerida? So now we're back to Rashi, who gives us the Yeinu Shel Torah as well, who always contains some of the Chassidus aspect of the meaning, what's going on as well, that it's Loshen Achuza, meaning also it has the meaning of Yerusha, inheritance, because the point of being in Mitzrayim is that we're going to elevate all the sparks, and that leads, of course, to V'Achri Chein Yetzu, that eventually the Yidden lead, Berchush Gadol, with great wealth.